Refugees from Afghanistan are relocating here in the United States, and including here in Washington State. And our two U.S. representatives from the 1st and 2nd District, Susan DelBene and 2nd District Representative Rick Larson, have called for some of those folks to be relocated here in Bellingham. But they say that we need a relocation agency, and Rick Larson joins us now. Hi, Rick.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, and you folks sent an open letter to Secretary of State saying this office would help facilitate this resettlement of at least some refugees here in Whatcom County.
Yeah, Bellingham and Whatcom County do have capacity to settle Afghan refugees and refugees from other countries, but currently lacks necessary caseworkers. So World Relief, which over the past 40 years has become the largest resettlement agency, and it's a nonprofit agency, largest in Washington State, is looking at Whatcom County as a opening an office in Whatcom County in order to supply the necessary caseworkers. And the next step would be to begin working with local churches and local groups to identify places for Afghan refugees and families.
So right now, where is the closest World Relief office in proximity to Bellingham and Whatcom County?
Well, if I could answer it this way, the closest relief or refugee resettlement office is in Snohomish County. I don't think it's a World Relief agency, though. But the closest one to Whatcom County, the closest that is resettlement center, is based in Snohomish County. But there's not a resettlement center north of Snohomish County.
What do these agencies do? I take it they handle kind of the nuts and bolts of getting these people into a home?
Yeah, really, housing is first and foremost. And second then would be to work with local nonprofit and public agencies and local churches and individuals to help get a family or an individual on their feet, supplying furniture for the house, getting connected with the community. And the refugee program really in our country really relies more on volunteerism and nonprofits than it does on just straight cash assistance. We've done that very successfully in Washington State, where we were the first state in the union to begin accepting Vietnamese refugees in the 70s. It was a very successful program. We have a long history in our state of being active in accepting refugees, and so it's a very different kind of program because the refugees tend to be more motivated, obviously, one, to get out of the country they're leaving, and therefore more motivated to take action to improve their own quality of life while they're in the United States, when they get to the United States.
So say the application for a World Relief Office in Bellingham does get approved. How many refugees, say, in a year do you think that the office will be able to process for in Bellingham and for the rest of Whatcom County?
Well, according to World Relief, and these are their numbers, they could supply the caseworkers that would allow for an estimated 75 to 100 refugees to be resettled in Whatcom County each year. And these wouldn't be just refugees from Afghanistan. When you look at Snohomish County and the program here in Snohomish County, where I'm calling you from today, there are refugees from Iraq, from Afghanistan, from some of the mountainous Himalayan countries, Nepal, Bhutan, African countries, especially places like Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo. So it wouldn't be just a program for Afghan refugees, but that is sort of in the news, and clearly there's a need in the United States to step up to provide opportunities for Afghan refugees to settle in the U.S.
So as far as the Secretary of State, does his Department facilitate this agency, World Relief, to open an office here, or how does it get involved?
No, the State Department has to approve the World Relief's pending application to open a resettlement office, and this is a way for the State Department to have some accountability on these nonprofit agencies that set up resettlement, refugee resettlement centers.
Second District U.S. Representative Rick Larson with us this morning. Thanks so much, Rick. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome.